Okay. Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Today, I want to talk about a pretty wild story that came out a couple days ago, and then is still sort of trending. We're facing it here in Toronto, and it's this, you know, this heat wave that has come. There's been some hot temperatures. On my computer screen, there was a heat wave warning for a bit. It's gone, but it's still pretty warm. And what happened here was in the UK, there's been a tremendous heat wave that has come with temperatures reaching a record-breaking 40.3 degrees Celsius, which is a record. And this is what, I guess, many fascinating things that come out of it that maybe foreshadow the future that we're heading into. But one of the big things that stuck out to me and a lot of people this week was that it actually forced Google and Oracle to shut down their computers. So basically, these big data centers, and I'll see if I can pull up an image of a big data center with many, many computers in it. Here we go. We've got some images pulled up here. So these are massive. I typed in specifically Google. Like these things that you see, like where that guy's hiding in the bottom of the Silicon Valley TV show. And what people, I think, you know, we deal with all this technology, deal with all this stuff. I don't think sometimes we're disconnected from the fact that there's just these massive computer farms all over the world right now that are, running our entire infrastructure of the world. And so with this heat wave, with it so hot, basically the server centers, they couldn't handle that heat. And in some cases, Google and Oracle, they seem like they proactively shut down, and then other ones, like, they just literally experienced an issue. So the cooling infrastructure experienced an issue, and then, like, they literally had uncontrolled hardware failures. Now, I was trying to see if if this is everything is back online. I sort of did a search in the last 24 hours and not seeing too many follow-up stories around this. There, it looks like there are some things that are restored. But generally, it seems like there are possibly continued issues as this heat wave continues. This was today, as of today, July 22nd, 2022, the longest and most terrible heat waves in history, specifically in the UK, but seems like that it's affecting many other places across the world. And basically, data centers didn't know that this kind of heat was coming. We're not set up to succeed in these type of environments. And between the sort of uncontrolled shutdowns and then proactive shutdowns to prevent, like, long-term damage to these machines that power huge infrastructures across not just England and UK, across Europe. And, you know, as a developer, we can sort of choose to operate our systems out of different locations. So there's massive companies maybe centered in America who are hosting their infrastructure in Europe for specific healthcare region, maybe compliance reasons, maybe just performance reasons. And I know this was not just like a small incident. This was affecting massive services. So SQL, BigQuery, Kubernetes, emails and websites were down. And, what basically the scientists have said, this is something that we know, is that there are more of these heat waves to come. And I think this is a huge sign of what this future could look like. It does look like there has been another update that only a small set of customers are continuing to be affected, and if even affected at all. With this additional cooling required in these big centers, it's like there's even more electricity needed, which means more carbon emissions. And so a lot of these companies are exploring greener cooling solutions and computer systems that consume less power and then generate less heat in that regards. And with that, I think there is, I keep sitting on this word proactive, but more work to prepare for the possibly unhospitable climate that we are heading into as a world. And I know Toronto is facing a record-breaking summer for heat here. And one of the questions that I sort of philosophizing around, that's what I do on a Friday, is, are these issues, will they help catalyze climate change response? And I think generally, there are people who are close and connected with nature they see the impact of climate change on a day-to-day basis. Just watched the Hot Ones interview with Bear Grylls, where he talked about, like, as a lover of elephants who's been around elephants for so long, he'd seen this transition from these, you know, massive ponds and that elephants would travel miles to go and hydrate, to just being a small puddle, and now these elephants are fighting each other for survival, and how devastating that is as someone who loves nature. And that's a first-hand view at that change over a long period, a decade period of time. And if you have that perspective, it's so obvious, these changes that are happening, and you know, the unintended consequences of it, and generally a lot of negative consequences that are happening. And one of my questions around this is, if data centers and sort of technology infrastructure start to fail, things that are huge drivers of convenience for us as people, also what often keeps us separated from nature, and the thin line between the world that we used to live in of sort of like primal survival and reliance on nature and its resources, to now sitting in air-conditioned houses with access to, you know, quick internet and information at our fingertips that allows us to either obviously work, but then also entertain. And what this is bringing me to is, like, you know, we're all sitting on TikTok here and blah, 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 watching YouTube, all this stuff. And if those services start to go down, we're going to notice that. We're going to notice the impact of that. We're not going to be very happy about it. And it's such a short-sighted, selfish human trait that we have, where it's like we won't make a change or we won't contribute until the consequences of something start to negatively impact us on a day-to-day basis, on a first-hand experience basis. And although this is a scary thing that's happening over in UK, something that I don't want to happen here in Canada. And I was even thinking yesterday, like sitting outside in the backyard, how hot it was, and the fact that we had air conditioning on, it's like electricity could just go down any moment. And there's a lot of downstream consequences for that in my business and even personal life, and for all of us. And so I don't want this to happen. Definitely not that. Sometimes you can take sort of a shred, sort of maybe a silver lining out of an event like this, and say, hey, this is actually bringing awareness to this real impact that climate change could have, and how this isn't just about nature, this is about the entire function of human species and our civilization that we've spent so long building up, and that in turn, by protecting nature, by protecting the world, knowing how important that is, it's also powering the innovation that we have, powering the information, the education, the entertainment, all of these things. And I really think back of this example that I shared a video on a few weeks ago, which was Rogers' outage here in Canada that impacted Canada worldwide. And what that led to was intense scrutiny on the competition here in telecommunications companies in Canada. It led to their CTO stepping down. It led to, you know, looking at how there are these like triopolies, are, you know, doing anti-competitive environments, anti-innovation environments, anti-customer service environments, all these things that sort of come with that. And it was sort of almost this little mini traumatic disaster for Canadians that has led to be a catalyst for evaluation, for scrutiny, and for change. And I'm hopeful that we learn from what's happened here in the UK, what's happened from these heat waves, and the impact that it can have on us. We are not isolated from this. This will change our lives in dramatic ways if these environmental factors continue to happen. And I think generally other people's perspective is that a lot of this comes to capitalism rules so much of this, and big businesses rule so much of this. And if their bottom line is impacted here, which it would have been if their website's down or emails were down, that's what Canada felt when the Rogers internet was down, then changes start to get made. So the market does sort of correct itself in many regards. And in this case, the financial impacts on Google and Oracle, but then all the businesses using those cloud providers might need to start making changes. And one of those is looking for better systems to power their data centers that are more green. And then these companies also maybe looking to reduce their carbon footprint, or diversify how they deal with technology, all hopefully in a positive direction for the world. So I got a couple of resources and links on this. I just thought this was a wild story to track. I think there's still, just like sort of with Rogers here, the outage, like more things will come out of this. I don't know exactly where we are in this heat wave and will continue, and what their ability to react to this and make sure that their machines and technology is protected, and then carve out defense for something like this to happen again. I thought this was definitely a story worthwhile amplifying, and I hope we can take it with sort of a warning to what is possible if we don't prioritize making a difference on the climate change work that we're doing. I really hope that we can do more, and I know I'm not always doing the best myself, but I just think I just hope there are more opportunities for good people and smart people and just also ordinary people to make changes in their lives that do lead to a more healthy world, and then with that a healthier civilization. So this has been Tyler Bryden. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, do the things, the like, the comments, the subscribes, send me a message. Always love hearing you from you. I've really appreciated this content journey and creating this stuff, and that people are watching, listening, sending me notes. That means a lot. I hope you escape some of the heat if you can. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.